Glory to God. Thank you for praying for Candy and I while we were away. And I want to say thank you again and again and again to Homer. He always does a great job. I'm telling you, that guy can really teach, man. The Holy Spirit through him does incredible. And we appreciate it, Homer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is speaking here in Luke chapter 18, verse 1. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, he's going to be speaking to us through this parable about the necessity of prayer. And he's saying that men, he's teaching a parable here, but we're going to see not a comparison, but we're going to see a contrast. And we're going to see something that we need to continue to meditate on a continual basis. First of all, he says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The word faint here means to give up. It means to come to a place where you say, no, it doesn't work. I don't believe it works. I don't think it. We don't see in it. We prayed, but what do you do? The remedy to not fainting is continual prayer. The remedy to quitting is to keep praying. Well, I prayed once. Well, and it should happen once. Yes, it should. But there's a remedy to not fainting, and that's to keep on. Hallelujah. So he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Prayer is the remedy for not fainting or giving up. Verse 2, he says, saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. Sometimes you'll hear well-meaning preachers, they'll say, well, this is a comparison. You're going to teach something about God. Well, you know right to start with, a judge that doesn't fear God is not God. Okay? Anybody that's got any sense knows that. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow, lowest status. In other words, it wasn't fivefold. It wasn't somebody of importance. But there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. Somebody was coming against this woman. John tells us, Jesus said in John 10:10, I believe, he said, the thief cometh but to steal, what? Kill and destroy. Dave says he's only got one, Pastor Dave used to say he's only got one objective, and that's death in three parts, kill, steal, and destroy. But there was a widow in a city, and she came to him saying, avenge me of my adversary. Someone was opposing, the enemy was opposing this woman. And the word says, Jesus says here in verse 4, he says, and he would not for a while, wouldn't pay any attention. This again is not God. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, now here's Jesus, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not, here is the contrast, and shall not God avenge his own elect, hallelujah, which won't stop praying, night and day unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you, here's our Father, and this is what we've got to believe. This is where the kingdom's at. This is where that line is at. There's nothing about God that can tell it. God can't lie. One thing about God, it's not that he won't lie. He just can't lie. It's just who he is. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. This is your Father. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? What kind of faith? Well, in particularly, he's talking about faith here is just not fainting and don't stop. Keep praying. though he bear long with them. Somebody said, well, he's bearing long with them, so it is a, you know, he's how does bearing long with them and speedily work at the same time? Well, he's bearing long with us. It's not that we're bearing long with him. He's bearing long with us. In what ways? Past doubts, unbeliefs. Will God really do this? Questioning, maybe character flaws. He's the one that's bearing with us. We're not bearing with him. But we've got to get it in our hearts and our minds. We've got to meditate this continually, that when we pray, it's his desire to speedily. And speedily really means, best interpretation, I believe, really is instantaneously. Did Jesus get his prayers answered instantaneously? In fact, you really don't, in truth, you really don't see Jesus when he would go to the Father, spend the nights in prayer, ask for the bread, which was the Holy Spirit. But then when he got out in the streets, when he got out where the needs were at, then he didn't go to the Father then. You don't see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John him turning to the Father and saying, I'm asking you for the power to do this. It was instantaneous. Be healed. See. Walk. Touching the bier at the at Nain, the casket. Arise. Hallelujah. It was never a request. The requesting was done behind the scenes. That's where you and I have to go to a place, and this is our encouragement. How many of you have ever heard a prayer, a message around here on prayer? Don't stop. Because his desire is to bring us to a place where it's speedily, instantaneously, and then when we get out among the streets, or we get out among our family, we get out wherever we're fighting the battle at, is that we speak the word and it takes place instantaneously. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, this is the contrast. He got wore out. This unjust judge, he got wore out through continual coming, but the Father answers speedily. Everybody say this. Turn to your neighbor and say, my Father, he cannot lie. It's not that he will not lie. He cannot lie. Hallelujah. Let's continue on in this same chapter where there's so much there to say concerning prayer and what our Father does for us instantaneously. But we also see something else about prayer. It's in the same chapter, so we'll include it. You might not think it has anything to do with this, but it does in a certain sense. Let's go to the parable. Jesus continues right on in a parable here. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Okay? So look at verse 9. How many are glad you're at church this morning? Thank you, Jesus. You know, a miracle can take place any moment in your body as you're sitting there. Hallelujah. Just let it fall on you. Hallelujah. These are the days of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 9. We know in the first parable that he spoke concerning prayer is that God wanted to answer speedily. The contrast was he was not holding up prayer, but holding up the answer to prayer, but he wanted to answer it immediately. But what happens to the person who, and this is not us, but in a certain sense, it's a warning in our life concerning prayer and how we treat prayer in our life, as in that it is something that we're to fellowship with God, and that we're not, you know, you should have a disciplined life. You should have a commitment of a prayer closet. Please, I encourage you that. But God doesn't fellowship with time. He fellowships with you. So it's not like you're watching. Sometimes it's hard not to, but it's not like you're watching the clock and saying, okay, if I can get in enough, then I've earned enough. And so we have an example in this next example of the warning to the church is, though we ask you to continue to be faithful in prayer, that you're also very aware of that it is through fellowship. And it's not through anything that you can do in and of yourself. He spake this parable unto them, and a certain man, a certain, which trusted in themselves, and they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. You know, that was a tax collector, someone that they disdained more than anybody else. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. You know, there's the one thing that you don't want to do. This is funny the way that Jesus said this. He said the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. You don't want to pray with yourself. You want to be praying with God. Hallelujah. So Jesus isolated and said, that guy over there, he wasn't praying to God because God wasn't hearing him. He was praying with himself. God, he said, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Notice that this man prayed with himself. God was not there to be part of it. He said, I fast twice in a week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. Listen, keep an account of, you know, stay in the place of prayer, but don't make it your badge of honor that because I'm doing all this, then I can speak to the sick. Okay? Fast. But your fasting only enforces what you've already become. At the moment of salvation, you became righteousness and true holiness. Fasting will keep the flesh at bay. It will keep it down. But at the same time, we have to keep an awareness on God and saying, Lord, I'm not doing this to earn something. I'm doing this to enforce something. Is that all right? Yes. Hallelujah. Notice that this man prayed with himself. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Well, wonderful. That's great. Our coming and receiving is based on the what? The finished work of the blood of Jesus. That and that alone. The love of the Father, excuse me. The love of the Father is reaching out and penetrating the planet right now like never before. And it's so important that we as Christians understand that even though we've been given a heritage and even though we have this, which is the absolute truth. Do you believe it, Pastor? I believe it from Genesis to maps. Hallelujah. Every word in it. We've been given something of an inheritance in this nation. And it's so wonderful. But it's important that we differentiate in our spirits that God hates evil, but he loves people. He hates the evil regimes that are taking place. But God loves the people of Iran. He loves the Muslim people. He loves, and there's a revival that's taking place across the nations right now. And we I would just encourage you, don't get political. I mean, you can know what the truth is, but get Bible. Get Bible. What does the Bible say? And don't stand on your own strength. He said, this Pharisee stood and he prayed thus with himself, I thank thee that, and we've read that. And the publican standing afar off, here's the harvest. And I'm not saying that there's self-righteousness in it here. It's a warning to say, look, keep it Christ-centered. Keep it not of works, but of grace and on the blood of Jesus. The publican standing afar off would not lift up so much of his eye as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Hallelujah. They're coming in. They're coming in. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Our throne room intimacy must be, based on him. Folks, when there's going to be a lot of people come in here that you may have had problems with in the past. You're going to have to get over that. Hallelujah. There's probably some people that you're having problems with right now. You're going to have to get over that. Hallelujah. Because bitter and sweet don't flow out of the same well. And you're going to have to come to a place where you say, I release them and I forgive and I forget. You have the ability to forget. If God can cast your sins into this, there's several verses talk about he can cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. It's amazing. Evidently, God has a power to forget. We're going to have to learn to forget. Oh, hallelujah. Shake that bush, pastor. Hallelujah. Well, I can forgive, but I can't forget. Oh, yeah, you can forget too. When you see them, all you see is love. Hallelujah. Jesus taught us to pray. Since we're on the subject of prayer and fainting not, let's keep it in context with perfect prayers. Here's one in Matthew chapter 6. Let's go to the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is this all right? Thank you, Jesus. Simple, but it's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. Hallelujah. How many of you got in those messages that went with Homer when he was here? I hope you did. Go back and listen to him, watch him. If you didn't, Candy and I were listening in a hotel room, the last one, I think, that he did. Just so awesome. Hallelujah. Look at verse 5. And when thou prayest, Jesus said, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, which are, because they were asking him how to pray, teaching. He says, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But here's how to pray. And here's how to faint not. Hallelujah. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Well, the first thing I would encourage you to is to have a closet. Do you mean a literal closet? No, but some kind of secret place. Some kind of place where you say on a daily basis, I'm not just, car's okay, but it's not the best. It's not a closet. It's not a secret place where you can say, I'm pushing out everything else for this hour. And I'm listening to God and to him alone. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. Hallelujah. We just had a secret conference, secret place conference in Sacramento, as you well know, and we just taught on intimacy. And this is the hour that we live in. God has promised a year of presence for us. And I would encourage you to get into that presence and bake, just incubate inside that presence, so that you're able to go out and function in the way that He would have us to function and to be the church that He'd have us to be. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. Hallelujah. What's an open reward for secret prayer? And wow, this lady, give this 5 stars. The reward for secret prayer is answered prayer. Hallelujah. How quickly will our just judge reward us instantaneously? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Shall reward thee openly. Verse 7, and when thou prayest, use not vain repetition. There's somebody said, well, if we repeat the same thing that we said yesterday, is it? No, there's a repetition and there's a vain repetition. There's a repetition that says, just because I say it a number of times, that God's going to somehow see. Then you go back to the thinking like He's an unjust judge. If I wear Him out, we're not trying to wear God out. How many of you know you can't wear Him out? He's on the precipice of, like, He's like ready to jump on you like a chicken on a June bug. He's like, I'm going to, if you'll just believe instantaneously, I'm ready to answer. For they think that shall be heard of their much speaking. Don't think that because of the time, as I said, or the repetition, there's prayers that are not vain repetition, but are repetition. Somebody said, no, if you pray it once, if you ever pray it, you know, there's those that have taught that if you pray it once and you pray the same prayer again, it's not faith, because you should have believed. Well, okay, now wait a minute. In the garden, Jesus prayed the same prayer 3 times in a row. It wasn't that He didn't have faith to start with, but He was standing and enforcing, Father, give me strength for the hour. Not my will, but thy will be done. Sometimes you have to stand in a place. That's not vain repetition. That's repetition and enforcing the truth of what you're standing in. I was here yesterday in the prayer closet saying this, and Lord, today I'm saying the same things. I know you heard me. I know you heard me. But I know this, that the same faith that I stood in yesterday, I'm standing in today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We talk about time spent with God. He fellowships with our spirits. That's where He fellowships. And that's where faith, we can recode the brain. Gary did an incredible series on that this last year. But everything ultimately flows out of the real you, which is the spirit you, the spirit person, which is you. For God's not, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. The word sound mind there in the Greek is a disciplined mind. God, out of that place flows, and out of that place of intimacy, out of our spirit, that's the real you. That's where we take dominion over everything. Hallelujah. Jesus said in verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him. After this manner, after what manner? Okay, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, make holy your holy name. Would you just lift your name, lift your hands right now and magnify Him. Brole mahale inase itia lo crosete. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Hallowed be thy name. Make holy your name among us. We love you, Father. We glorify you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Revival kingdom come in Immokalee. Hallelujah. Come in Immokalee. Stand with me right now. We're not done, but just stand if you would. Say, thy kingdom come. Come in Immokalee. Come in my home. Come in my husband. Come in my wife. Come in my children. Father, in the name of Jesus, Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come. And I say the kingdom of God comes in my home, in my marriage, in my finances, in my body. I call my body healed. I call my emotions healed. I call my mind the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us. Forgive us of our debts. Jesus, stop right there for just a moment. Jesus, we see the cross. We see the cross. We see your blood. Wash us. Father, forgive us. Forgive us of anything and all things that are less than Christ. Wash us, Jesus. Wash us fresh and anew in your blood. And anything open, sin, secret sin, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Wash your church, Jesus. Wash your church. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. This is part of our prayers. Would you say this, Father? I choose to forgive everyone. I choose to forgive and to forget. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I'm reminded as I'm saying that, is that old thing that Gary taught. Many of you have heard it. I won't go into it. The Lord said, would you be willing to be made willing? Because he said, "I, there's no way I can ever forgive these people." And he said, well, would you be willing to be made willing? And he thought for a minute, goes, you know, because he's got a great engineer's mind. And he said, yeah, I guess I, if you could make me willing, I'm willing to be made willing. And he said, well, just every time you think of them, pray for them. And I would say to anybody listening, pray, even if it starts out that you feel like you don't mean it. I think he said, Lord, I'm going to say this, and I, you know, you don't, you know that I don't mean it. But pray it as sincerely as possible. And there came a time where the power and the love of God completely washed his heart. And these people became some of his best friends. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Isn't that amazing? Well, my Father always forgive every... Yeah, He will if you also forgive. Hallelujah. Harry, just lead us. Let's just saturate in that prayer for just a moment. Something wonderful, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Revival comes in the love of God. Thank you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Church today. Amen. I think I've got a clearance to say that we're just going to rest tonight instead of having service. We just got back. Hallelujah. Give somebody a great big hug. Hallelujah. Blessings on you today. We'll see you Wednesday night. Praise God. Homer may be teaching Wednesday night. He don't know that. But I'm teaching a Brazil conference. By the way, a Brazil conference starts this week. Alan Taylor Ministries. You go on there and find us. Blessings to all of you. Amen.